as we wind up 2013, it was interesting to me that as in the psalm this morning, as I looked and saw praise God, and I counted how many times it says to praise him, and it's 13. So what a fantastic psalm, Psalm 148. You know, there's no excuse. Everything is supposed to praise God. He tells all creation to praise him. How much more we who have received his salvation. Amen. How important it is for us to lift our hands, lift our eyes, and praise him. I want us to experience this psalm together this morning. So I'm going to have you all stand. And we're going to say it right straight through. It's a great psalm. Think of the words as you're saying it. God told these people to praise him. Amen. So we say, hallelujah! Praise God from heaven. Praise him from the mountaintops. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his warriors. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, you morning stars. Praise him, high heaven. Praise him, heavenly rain clouds. Praise, oh, let them praise the name of God. He spoke the word, and they were. He set them in place from all time to eternity. He gave his orders, and that's it. Praise God from earth, you sea dragons, you fathomless ocean deeps. Fire and hail, snow and ice, hurricane obeying his orders, mountains and all hills, apple orchards and cedar forests, wild beasts and herds of cattle, snakes and birds in flight, earth's kings and all races, leaders and important people, robust men and women in their prime, and yes, graybeards and little children. Let them praise the name of God. It's the only name worth praising. His radiance exceeds anything in earth and sky. He's built a monument, his very own people. Praise from all who love God, Israel's children, intimate friends of God. Hallelujah! That was fabulous to experience a psalm together. Amen.